Blog Talk Radio.
Just fly with me. I'm the one that crossed the sea, led by fire in the night. I'm the one that killed Christ, saw him die in the sand with the nails in his hand, yeah, I'm nailed to the end. I'm the one that killed Paul, I'm in debt to the Lord. Hit myself in the trees, then I went and blamed Eve. Y'all, please show me grace, I'm not ready for the lake. I repent to this day. I'm the one that built the calf, then was healed by the staff. How could the angels relate? I was stole from my case. I'm the one that's a slave. Y'all free me from the jail. It get cold in the cell, even colder in hell. When will we be avenged? So much blood on their hands. I'm the one that built the temple out of gold, not silver. While we marrying their kids, putting rings on the pigs. You the one that was chose, turned from soil into gold. What's a fish to a boat? What's the dead to a crow? I'm the one that crossed the sea, led by fire in the night. I'm the one that killed Christ, so I'm dying in sin. With the nails in his hand, yeah, I'm nailed to the end. I'm the one that killed Paul, I'm in debt to the law. Hit myself in the trees, then I went and blamed Eve. Y'all, please show me grace.
We need to bethink ourselves in the land where we were sold slaves, and repent and make supplication unto Yah in this land, saying, we have sinned, we have committed wickedness. And Yah, forgive thy people that have sinned against you, and all the transgressions wherein they have transgressed against you. And give them compassion where they were sold slaves, so that their enemies might have compassion on them as well.
Cause I'm the one that wasn't changed. Just imagine the case. Saw my own mother hang. Just imagine the pain. Just imagine the rage. See my own father whip. He ain't do what they said, so they wanted him dead. See my own brother peel from his head to his heels. Was his skin worth the purse? Were my fingers worth shirts? Could've picked it yourself, or at least gave me shirts without holes. Gave me parts of the wealth. No, I won't just forgive. So much anger inside. Why they children alive?
Feel, but I have something to say that's true and that's real. And that's that I'm sorry for how we've behaved, starting the very moment that you were enslaved. Since we came in our boats and shackled your hands and shipped you back here to work on our land.
I'm the one that crossed the sea, led by fire in the night. I'm the one that killed Christ, so I'm dying in sin. With the nails in his hand, yeah, I'm nailed to the end. I'm the one that killed Paul, I'm in debt to the law. See myself in the trees, then I went and blamed Eve. Yeah, please show me.
Just bow with me.
Yeah, please show me.
Just bow with me.
All right, welcome, 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 y'all. This is Micah Israel, Waking Up Israel radio show, okay? Let's do a little recap, a little review. I decided to read the Book of Maccabees to get a little better understanding of the scriptures, seeing what they got to provide, well, seeing what the Book of Maccabees kind of got to provide that enhanced my understanding and reading the, you know, the normal canon that we have today. And there's another little piece of the puzzle. I want to know. I just want to know all Israel's history. I want to read all their biblical writings, all their records. I want to know everything that went down, man, to gain my knowledge, right? I, honest to God, believe that this is my ancestors. This is where I'm from. This is the history, you know. And so I really want to get the, you know, to know how it all started, know what went wrong, man, what was in the hearts of my ancestors, you know. And, well, what I gathered already for our normal canon and this canon here, and little writings that I came so far, is that we, the characteristics about this life value life like we do today. That's one thing I kind of picked up on about our ancestors. But today, they didn't live their life like this is our one big shot at life. So we got to make the best of it as we or do whatever they can to prolong their lives. That whole understanding mindset was not in our ancestors. Don't get me wrong, they love the pleasures that this life can bring. But, they had a different understanding about death than we do today, you know. Death is still very much today like a mystery. And as I read and dive myself and try to picture myself back in that time period, death was just only part of the puzzle, you know. They was kind of pretty sure of what comes after on the next life, you know, because you see them quick to round up thousands of people to go into the army and fight, right? You see them taking lives like they taking, you know, killing and, you know, give their own children up, you know what I'm saying, to be killed and things like that, man. It was a different mind state than, you know, than we have today. We can say we still got a little bit of that, like we got abortions, you know, but it's different though, you know. There's still a big, huge difference that we're missing. When mothers terminate their pregnancy, it's basically in a selfish, considering, you know, the dynamics around the pregnancy and things like that. They didn't want to, you know, raise any children, you know, raise them up, meaning they got to feed them and clothe them and teach them and the offspring of that person who's pregnant, you know. They didn't want that. However, when you look in the scriptures, they got their babies to make a sacrifice to God, you know what I'm saying? Not our God. They were worshiping a whole nother God. Oh my goodness. It's kind of barbaric when you really kind of picture it in your mind. You know, how they living back then, man. Just, you know, there's even a story where they, the food ran out. So everybody's looking at the children to start eating. What? Really? What? Kind of the same concept that we got today. Children are automatically going, you know what I'm saying, to heaven, automatic. So killing them wasn't that big of a, you know, it hurts, but it don't hurt like that. I guess I just think it's insane, but at the same time, I'm struggling trying to wrap my mind on that time period and try to live in that time era. And how but on the outside looking in, they just didn't value life like we value. You know what I'm saying? We started in Maccabees. It started up. The Greek Empire was 350 years. It lasted about 350 years. And the Maccabees opened up at the tail end of that 350 years, right? And it talks about some ups and downs and them, you know, giving their lives, man, to be martyrs, you know, because they will not worship another god. They will not eat pork. They will not, you know, do a bunch of other things the Greek wanted to do, you know. And they put their foot down on it, and the price they had to pay was death. And they were willing to do it. Mother and seven sons, and you know, stood up there, and she just watched his son die before. Oh my goodness, it's something else. I could just only imagine. How many of us today got that type of faith? You know? You know, if somebody threatened your life or your children's life if you don't eat a BLT sandwich, bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes, chopped, smothered in gravy, if you don't eat it, your whole family. I mean, come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That type of faith, right? So we got to try to get into the mindset of the people that we're reading about, because if we don't really kind of get their culture, their mindset fully, and you know, just take away that Americanized mentality in reading, you know, and kind of really try to dive into the character and see that they, they're more close to the Taliban, you know, to the Muslim world than they are us. They are just, we're so far from them with our Americanized ways, you know. you know, seriously though, and they're strong believers. So we open up with the Maccabees, and they got some ups and downs, and the Maccabees, the father, and all his sons. End up dying, man. And I think the common thing in that, the theme about that was they reaching out to Rome. When they reached out to Rome for help, I think God just didn't like that. When you look back in hindsight, Rome was, you know, that's part of that statue. It was going to be that last part of that statue, right? So that's being fulfilled, you know what I'm saying? And the Most High just, like, he was with them in their battles. Like, he really wanted to be with them, but they hearts just was. When you really kind of, you know, keep thinking about it, ever since Babylon and Persia era, God has not sent an angel or a prophet down to the Israelites. So they were kind of going for what they know, all right? And it wasn't until John the Baptist, you know, or Zechariah and Christ, you know, was where in the New Testament where we start seeing, you know, the God started to talk to us, right? So by default, you know, that's what I don't, it's a few hundred years of going without a prophet, you know. It's been a while, you know, for John the Baptist or something pop up. But nevertheless, you know, they're going for what they know, and we can see their ups and downs in them. And we made it through Maccabees, the first Maccabees, okay? And it ended on a sad note. And we was ready to get into second Maccabees, thinking that it was going to pick up where it left off in the first Maccabees. But it did. It took us in another direction. This took us back earlier in the Greek time period, where the Greeks, you know, they fresh in conquering everybody. You know, Alexander done passed away, but yet their four generals are probably still alive. Or it's taking us back in time earlier. So the second Maccabees actually is taking part before the first Maccabees, you know what I mean? So, and it starts off with a whole nother set of characters, and so we're digging into that. However, today is just not the day to dive into the second Maccabees. That's what I wanted to do today, but I'm a trucker by trade, and well, it didn't work out in my favor. And I am, right now as we speak, I am on the highway driving. So, that's a downer. That's a downer because I I got really wrapped up in the Maccabees. I really wanted to knock it out. As a matter of fact, let me go see if anybody called in and maybe they want to chime in. One second. No, it's still just me. What we're going to do, I'm going to, play a little clip and probably listen to a little music, and we're just going to kind of end the show, man. It's a little short show. I'm thinking on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath, I think I'm going to do a show. I really do. I don't know just yet, but I think that's what I want to do. I don't know. But, I'm going to have to cut it short today, y'all. And because when I'm on the highway and I'm getting it in on this highway, this is the last thing I need to do. I need to have my full concentration just on this highway. So, So that's just what that is. And let me go and play a good, I'll save it for later. I'm going to play a good outro song, man. I'm just going to end the show, y'all. All right. So that is what it is. Sorry about that again. And so let me go to my library and pick out a good song, man. We've been coming with some very, very beautiful songs. I think there's one I haven't played yet. How about I play one of my favorites? I haven't played it in a little while. I think I'm going to play that one. One second. Let me go to my library.
Disappear. The word holy means separate, so designate. You thinking too much, much thinking make you hesitate. If it be the Father's will, then it will resonate. But it's hard to reveal some revelations to a reprobate. It's a battle we all warring, time to regulate. How you gonna face the facts when it's the fact that you facing back? The real truth was in front of you the whole time. You'll get hung out to dry on the devil's clothesline. Thank the Father for my eyes, pray he never close mine. Ever heard a verse so strong it can make you bow? Soaking up the word, I'm on the road like a paper towel. I was way behind, now I'm making ground. Praying to a higher will make the lover start to hate you now. Y'all crack me up, but won't break me down. All praises to a high. Understanding those who ain't know, and he gives strong delusion to those who ain't told you a heathen, trying to trick like your father did back in Eden, Romans 3:3, cause you disbelieve. Does that make the book void? You will be destroyed. A higher's not mocked and never will. I stand on mountains of truth, you on a baby hill. You in shark infested waters acting like a baby seal. All praises to the holy name. Trying to avoid them unholy flames. Repent and get some holy change. Trying to keep the laws and not break rules, cause that's how you endure to make it through. I'ma Israelite, 12th tribe, Hebrew. You stuck up in your sin, that's a waste of time. If you ain't about nothing, that's what you gon' find. All praises to the highest.